Track 19.
He assumed his duties as principal on the 1st of January 1938 and had to deal with several issues. There was the need to establish stability and a clear understanding of responsibilities in the school following the recent upheavals. It was also necessary to heal the divisions that had arisen among the staff and create a harmonious working team. There was also the pressing need to create a new home for the school. The reputation of the school had been spreading throughout South Africa. It was the only one in the country that catered for the needs of blind, coloured and black children, and the increasing demands for places at the school meant that it had to expand, both in terms of staff and space. It had become obvious that the wooden iron buildings at Fora, which had served the school over the past few years, were now inadequate. A move to a more permanent home, with buildings made of bricks and mortar, purpose-designed for educating the blind, as well as having more modern residential facilities, was required. The committee delegated this task to the newly appointed principal. He searched for a larger piece of land at an affordable price with proximity to Cape Town, where all the ophthalmological services at a hospital would be available. An important constraint was that the school would need to be in an area which was zoned for coloured people, as required by law. As Mr. Marlowe wrote later, quote, "My first task was to search for a site somewhere within convenient distance of Cape Town. Eventually, after travelling all over the Cape Peninsula, I got to know of the site of about 75 acres where we are now. It seemed an admirable one in every way, and I lost no time in bringing the committee out to see it." Close quote. The proposed site was about 15 miles from Cape Town, in an area known as the Cape Flats. The terrain consisted of uncultivated, virgin, sandy soil, sparsely covered with indigenous shrubs and wattle trees. There were a few farms and small holdings nearby. The site had access to the main road from Cape Town to Fora and Somerset West, only a short distance away, and the Bellville Railway Junction, a mile distant. The owner, Mr. Spillaus, was prominent in Cape Town circles, and would have been known to Mr. Bowen, and when Spillaus learned it was to be used for developing the blind school, he offered the property to the school at a reduced price of £1,750, well below the market value. After an inspection by the committee and the principal in May 1938, together with a recommendation by the architects, the site was purchased in June 1938. The pressing need for planning the complex, designing the classrooms, residential units, and providing draft sketches for an architect to transform into construction plans fell to the principal. Mr. Marlowe described this later in an article published in the Stellenbosch District Mail. Quote, "Then followed the most interesting experience in my life, planning our new home for blind boys and girls. It took many months, but when I went to the architects, it was all in shape, even to the sketching of the furniture. The tables in the dining halls, the steel bedsteads, the baby's chairs in the school were all made to my designs. The architect, Mr. F. K. Kendall, was a man of imagination, and his technical knowledge soon weeded out the impracticalities from my plans, and gave the whole scheme unity of design." Close quote. Tenders for the first stage were invited, and at the May 1939 meeting,